Meanwhile, at the other end of the city in the Maihof district, on the fateful night of the 14th of January 1891, shortly before 8 p.m., a clock thief who had escaped from detention was recaptured. And what an egregious mess that was. Unattended for but a brief moment, Discotti had walked calmly right out of the governor's commission office into the bright afternoon. The cheeky bugger. Audaciously returning to his lodgings that evening, as if nothing had happened. The police had previously petitioned the landlord to notify them should Gotti return, and this he did immediately. Upon his subsequent arrest, Ferdinando Gotti turned pale at first, but then seemed exuberantly cheerful, clowning around in a drunken manner, his breath reeking of alcohol. He was soaking wet with a rip in his trousers. He was not wearing a hat upon his return home, saying he had lost it somewhere over the course of the evening. Due to Gotti being taken back into custody but an hour before the body was found, a possible clue emerged but was initially overlooked. A watch thief, arrested in a state of drunkenness. And of all the victim's missing possessions, only her pocket watch and a bottle of Marsala were still unaccounted for. Drunken, soaking wet, a rip in the trousers, a lost hat. A thorough search by officials of his lodgings, however, yielded no trace of anything that might have linked Ferdinando Gotti to the bloody deed. The ID with the newspaper bulletin was a shot in the dark, and yet the petition to submit any found hats to the police station met with almost immediate success. The day before, children who were sledding near the scene of the crime had happened upon a hat, one which was missing its lining.